Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in today for Anthony Brooks. In the early 70s, when every other kid wanted to play the electric guitar, a young Bela Fleck heard the theme song to Beverly Hillbillies and decided the banjo was the instrument for him.
Since then, Bela Fleck has turned the banjo places. It's never gone before. And here he is taking on Bach in his 2001 classical album, Perpetual Motion. Fleck goes beyond Bach, of course. He's a virtuoso with country, jazz, rock, and most recently, African music. Over the years, many have heard him with his band, the Flecktones. The original lineup of the band is back with their first new album in some 20 years.
Yeah, it's called Rocket Science and Bela Fleck, and the Flecktones will be kicking off the Lowell Summer Music Series this Friday night. And right now, Bela Fleck joins us live from NPR's New York Bureau. Welcome to Radio Boston, Bela.
Hey, what's going on?
It's great to have you. Let's just get a taste of the new record straight off the top. This is a tune called Life in 11. Bela, that song is bananas. What's going on in this tune?
Well, it's in the time signature of 11/8, and we got a lot of different kinds of 11s going on. It's a lot of fun. It's a challenging rhythm to play in, and Howard Levy, who plays harmonica with us, is a big fan of Bulgarian music, which has a lot of 11 in it, so we wanted to do our own kind of 11.
These are Bulgarian rhythms that you're playing, and of course, you are named after the greatest Eastern European composer of all time, Bela Bartok, who used rhythms like this. Is this you, in a weird way, kind of connecting with your roots?
Sure. Okay.
You'll go with that interpretation.
Yeah, I love me some Bartok, I gotta say.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah, you came to him kind of late in your life, despite having been named after him, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of thing because there's a lot of dissonance in his music. Sometimes it takes a little while to open up to that. But as I get more mature as a musician, the more I'm attracted to those kinds of uncomfortable musical feelings and things like that. And it's all about the world not being, smooth and perfect all the time. Music can express that complexity sometimes in such a beautiful way.
Right, and we definitely get that in that piece. Those rhythms are so asymmetrical, and they can't really, if you tried to dance them, you'd probably break your leg. Not if you're Bulgarian, exactly. But
everybody dances in 11 over there.
That's right. Well, we can't all be so lucky. Let's listen to something else from Rocket Science. This is called Gravity Lane. Pretty. So, Bela Fleck, a lot of people, they know the Flecktones from the days in which you had saxophonist Jeff Coffin in the band, but he's playing with Dave Matthews now. So after 20 years, as you mentioned, you're back with Howard Levy, which means that the main melodic instrument that we hear in this piece is harmonica instead of sax. How does that impact how the band works and how this record sounds?
Well, it's a return to the chemistry and the tonal sound of the band when we started. Which was 1988, and the four guys that including myself, the three guys I wanted to play with, Victor Lamont Wooten on the bass and Future Man on the electronic drum guitar, and Howard Levy were my perfect dream band. And we had an incredible experience for those first several years until Howard decided he wanted to do some different things. And then we continued on and kept reinventing the group in a lot of different ways. But having him back really gives us the sort of classic sound, but leavened by all the years since, 17 years since he played with us now. Everybody's grown up a lot as musicians.
Let's listen to a little bit more here. And Victor Wooten, your bass player, is just so good.
He's astonishingly good. Before the Flecktones, he was an unknown commodity. All of us really, our careers were sort of made in this band, but everybody's got so many other things that they're doing that are creative and good for everybody that we're always finding a way to try and do everything.
It strikes me that, the years that you were with Jeff Coffin on the saxophone strikes me as this kind of big, bossy instrument that takes up a lot of space, whereas the harmonica has a bit of a lighter touch. And so this whole record, to me, sounds really light and breezy and open, and there's lots of space for you as a banjo player to assert yourself as well.
Well, it's true. And sonically, the harmonica leaves a lot more room for the banjo. But musically, they're very different musicians, and I feel fortunate to get to play, have gotten to play with Jeff for 14 years and to get to play with Howard. And one of the things I dig the most about Howard is he's insightful, and I mean he incites trouble, not that he's insightful. he's both, I guess. But he really makes – he jumps off the deep end every time he picks up his instrument, and he's got an astonishing set of musical abilities. So once he starts playing, you have to change everything you were going to play. You have to react to what he did. And so he gets the band to sort of catch on fire, every time he starts. And that's something that is very exciting at this point.
We're talking to the great Bela Fleck, whose band The Flecktones plays the Lowell Summer Music Series Friday night. Bela, you're speaking to us from New York, where you grew up, but you actually began your professional career in Boston. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, when I got out of high school, I was very fortunate that my mom and my stepfather had been surprised and got pregnant and had a baby when I was a senior, and so they weren't paying any attention to me, and so I managed to not apply to any colleges. So when I got out of high school, I was a free agent, and I was able to move to Boston and join a band, unfortunately named Tasty Licks. But I was there for 3 years, and I ended up playing on the street near the end of that in Harvard Square and eventually moving to the South. But yeah, Boston's where I got to be
Bela Fleck sat around and played on the street in Harvard Square?
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I learned a lot. I learned a lot doing that.
That's incredible. I understand that you've got your banjo there with you.
I do.
You want to play something for us?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
What do you got? Low expectations are the key.
Well, I'm not planning to sing along with you, so it's all right.
Well, you feel free. I'm going to try this Throw Down Your Heart tune that I wrote to play when I went to Africa. See what happens.
The great Bela Fleck pulling sounds out of his instrument, the banjo, that I didn't even know were there. Tell us about the context for that composition. You mentioned that's from an album that came about from a trip you took to Africa, in part to trace the lineage of your own instrument, right?
Yeah, that's it. I went to Africa because the banjo comes from Africa, and a lot of folks have forgotten that, and also because I just love a lot of the African artists that I was getting exposed to, especially the ones that played acoustic instruments and ancient instruments. So I went to West Africa, where the banjo comes from, where a lot of the slaves came from, and Gambia and Mali in particular, and then I went to East Africa as well, where the banjo doesn't come from, but there's just some great music there. I went to Uganda and Tanzania and made a film there, sort of filming this whole experience of meeting and jamming with these incredible musicians and sort of showing their art and interacting with them, called Throw Down Your Heart. So I wrote that tune in the airport on the way. I think I was in a layover in Amsterdam, and that tune came to me on the way.
Are you incorporating specific musical things that you picked up from folks in Africa, or is it just more of the feel?
Not so much in that piece, although it was just a evocative tune that sort of came to me. And then when I got to Mali, I found that they really knew how to play that tune. And when I play a solo version, I'm not really trying to play it in an African way, but I have other things that I do that are a little bit more African, more related to the African banjo styles and the African rhythms.
Are there major areas of musicality in the world that you have not explored on the banjo at this point, Bela?
Oh yeah, it's a big world.
What's up
next?
It's a
big world. Well, you know, I have been lucky to spend some time with some Indian musicians, and I'd like to do a lot more of that. I've gotten to play with Zakir Hussain, who's a
tabla player,
one of the greatest tabla players ever. And but also, gosh, it's a big world. I mean, there's just so much stuff to do. I'll never get to all of it. Right now, I've been concentrating on classical music. We were talking about Bartok, but I got the opportunity. I was commissioned to write a banjo concerto.
A solo piece for banjo and orchestra.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the course of trying to write that, I sort of went back and studied some things. You know, I guess I just listened to things that I really didn't know that well, including Bartok, who I'd really been needing to listen to since I'd been named after him, and just discovered a lot of incredibly inspiring stuff going on in classical music that I mean, I just dabble in things. You know, I try this for a couple of years, and I do that for a couple of years, and hopefully it all infects my own composing, because I like being a mongrel and having jazzy elements and Indian elements and bluegrass elements and, you know, all that kind of stuff in my own music.
Well, everybody can hear all those elements come together this Friday night when Bela Fleck and the Flecktones perform in Lowell as part of the Lowell Summer Music Series in Boarding House Park. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org. Bela Fleck, we'll see you then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for spreading the word.
That's it for today. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the art of roughhousing. Boston psychologist Lawrence Cohen says modern parents are so afraid to horse around with their kids that they've forgotten how to do it. So his new book offers step-by-step instructions from the flying fox to magic carpet ride.
I have no idea what that entails, but it sounds dangerous and I don't want my dad to do it to me.
we're
bigger than kids now.
Maybe in body, but not in heart. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.